You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And... Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Cyril Wecht with us, and we're going to be talking about his work on RFK, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Elvis Presley. But Cyril, we've got your partner, Charles Bosworth Jr., on the phone, who co-wrote the book with you, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey, and let's talk about that right now. Charlie, welcome, my friend. How have you been?
Terrific, George. I've been listening in. How are you doing? And hello to Cyril.
Charlie, hello. It's been a long time, my friend. I hope you're well.
I'm well, and I hope you are too.
Cyril, when you two wrote this book, I was doing a local show in St. Louis called The Nighthawk, and Charlie was my guest. He was at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch at the time, and he was my guest, and he spent hours on the program raving about your work as well. And Charlie, how did that teamwork begin between you and Cyril on this case?
Well, we had a mutual publisher from works we had done before, and she asked me if I would be willing to co-author another book. I had done a few co-author books in the beginning, and I said I'd consider it, but what was the case? And she said, "Well, it's a case involving a fabulous forensic pathologist from Pittsburgh." Who's the coroner in Pittsburgh, and I said, "Well, what's the case? Is it a local Pittsburgh case or what?" And she said, "No, it's this case from Colorado, this JonBenet Ramsey case." And I said, "So you're asking me if I'd like to work with a world-renowned forensic pathologist on the number one murder mystery in the world right now? Yeah, I think I'd be interested in that." And so then Cyril and I got together and spent a few days at the beginning getting to know each other and working together on the case, and it took off from there. It was a terrific experience.
I had a chance to see the outside of the JonBenet Ramsey house in Boulder, Colorado. I go there every month to tape some television programs, and just looking at it from the outside, you two, it was just you could feel the emotion. Just by looking at the house, that tragic day on Christmas of 1996 was horrible. And still the case is open.
I walked the grounds at great length. I did not get inside the house, but I did walk the grounds. It was empty at the time, and so I was able to look in the windows and get a good feeling for the layout of the house and go back to the window, basement window that we believe probably was the access was said to be access to the house. All of those kind of bits of evidence that piled up during that investigation.
Cyril, it's unbelievable. The little girl would be about 30 years old right now.
Yes, a great tragedy. I want to say it was a wonderful experience working with Charlie Bosworth. He's an excellent journalist and a true gentleman. And we got along fabulously. And I'm very proud of the book that Charlie and I wrote, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey? and revised edition, which has a complete autopsy report and a judicial decision on an important matter. This case remains, as you say, unsolved, and that's because it was never properly handled from the beginning. Instead of interrogating immediately, separately, the father and the mother, which should have been done, and that was never done. And it was, the investigation was handled by cops there in Boulder. I think they had one other homicide that year and one homicide the year before. No experience. They did not call in the FBI, Colorado Bureau of Investigation. Then you had a district attorney, Alex Hunter, who should have been a criminal defense attorney. He had a plea bargain rate of about 98% to 99%. He just, I don't know, I'm suggesting that he wasn't intelligent or that he was an evil man. He just wasn't interested in pursuing and prosecuting cases. And that is how it happened. The it's an absurd case, as Charlie and I point out, to go along with a foreign interloper. There was no, or outside intruder, I should say. There was no outside intruder.
Yes, sad story. The mother is since dead. The father's still alive. The brother's still out there. He sued CBS for what, and apparently they settled out of court for something on that. And we probably will never find out what happened. I mean, there was a drifter, Charlie, was there not, who claimed he might have been involved in that?
Well, there was a very odd fellow who was actually living in Thailand at the time, who claimed that he was present when she was killed. Cyril and I talked and said that that was one of the most absurd things we'd ever heard. And they actually brought him back to the States from Thailand and did an investigation. Of course, it didn't pan out at all, and his DNA didn't match, and it was a complete waste of time. But that was as close as they had ever come to thinking that they may have had a break in the case.
Well,
Go ahead, sir. I knew immediately there was no way that could have happened by that man.
Will they ever solve this case, Cyril?
I do not believe so. I would love to be optimistic. But as you say, the mother is dead. All the major figures are dead. I guess the father is still around, but it's too late. The evidence has now become tainted. It's not that the statute of limitations has run. I think that technically speaking, it was a homicide, although I do not believe that it was intended to be a homicide. It was a sex game of a perverted nature that I believe John Ramsey played with the little girl. His wife was out of the sex business, stage 4 ovarian cancer, the surgery, chemo, radiation therapy, and the autopsy findings showed chronic inflammation of the vaginal lining, focal erosion at the 7 o'clock position. Picture a woman on the gynae table being examined by a gynecologist, the index finger going in at a 7 o'clock position, and then under polarized light, birefringent material, the most common source of which in our households is talcum powder. This is a game that has been played before.
Tragic indeed. Charles, we're going to take calls with Cyril next hour, and we would invite you to come back if you want to join him.
I'd love to.
Okay, great. I'll have Tom call you back in about 20 minutes or so, okay?
Excellent.
All right, thanks. Charles Bosworth Jr. used to write for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Thomas Noguchi hired you as a consultant on the Robert F. Kennedy tragedy back in 1968. Tell us about that situation. I've got some doubts about Sirhan Sirhan acting alone, if he did it at all.
You're absolutely right. Tom Noguchi and I had become friends, a young man.
By the way, today's his birthday, by the way, Cyril. He's 94. Today. Yeah.
I did talk with Tom last week. Thank you. I'll have to give him a call. He was a wonderful forensic pathologist, long retired, and he did call me in the middle of the night telling me that Robert Kennedy had been shot. He didn't need any advice from me about the autopsy, but he wanted to try to see if I had any suggestions about keeping the government officials from taking the senator's body out of L.A., as they had done with John F. Kennedy, out of Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And I suggested to Tom that he invite immediately, be proactive, 3 military forensic pathologists to come there and be his observers. He did that, and it worked out. And there's complete unanimity of opinion about this case by all of the consultants. I was one of 3 civilian, 3 military, some professors there, this case was not handled properly. And I got this small foreign faction referred to in the ransom note demanding $118,000, a nice round sum, which was the amount of the bonus that the father had received from his company the year before. And then after having done all of these things in such an incredibly manipulative, furtive, successful fashion, he forgets one thing. He had found paper and pencil in the middle of the night to write a ransom note. In fact, he did not like the beginning, crumpled the paper, started to write again, "We represent a small foreign faction, blah, blah, blah." And then he leaves the house. And what did he forget? What was the one mistake he made? He left the body. The 45-pound package, you've just written the ransom note. Why not take the body? And you got to take the body, right? If it's a kidnapping, throw it in the sewer, into a river, whatever you're going to do with it, he leaves the body. And that is the outside intruder theory that the family and their supporters have set forth over all these years. There is no outside intruder.
We're going to take calls next hour with Cyril Wecht. His website, of course, is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. His book, the latest book that he's written, is called The Life and Deaths of Cyril Wecht. It's an amazing book. The one he wrote with Charlie Bosworth Jr. is called Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey. When you were called in on the RFK situation, did you see anything unusual about that?
Yes, indeed. I always ask people, George, how far was Sirhan Sirhan? Robert Kennedy just won the Democratic nomination for president in L.A. He was at the Ambassador Hotel. They knew if they took him out through the front, he'd never make it for hours with all of his admirers. So they said, let's walk out through the back way. And there was Sirhan Sirhan, and Sirhan in front of him. And as Kennedy proceeded, Sirhan shot. And what was the distance of the fatal shot? The distance of the fatal shot that killed Robert Kennedy, fired slightly above and behind the right ear, was 1 to 1.5 inches with a slightly forward trajectory. At no time in the world was Sirhan anywhere near 1 to 1.5 inches with his gun. Sirhan was a shooter, and there was a second shooter. There were 13, 14 shots fired. He had an 8 loaded gun, which was knocked out of his hand immediately by Carl Uecker, the big maitre d'. He sure as hell never reloaded that gun. Absolutely incredible how they've gotten away with it and how that finding was never introduced at the trial. If anybody's wondering, how is it possible? What is Wecht telling me? Then I'm explaining to you why, because the prosecution never asked that question of Dr. Noguchi, and the defense attorney, who was an experienced defense attorney, interestingly, never bothered to ask Dr. Noguchi what was the trajectory of the shot that killed Robert Kennedy, 1 to 1.5 inches.
Wow. Now, to this day, Sirhan Sirhan now says that he has no recollection of what happened that night. Is that possible? Is that conceivable?
Well, yes. He claimed that he was probably hypnotized, whether unwittingly or not, but he claims to have no information or recollection of that case. And despite efforts by attorney Bill Pepper and others, he remains in jail. And incredibly, with this hard forensic scientific evidence of an incontrovertible, indisputable nature, he remains in jail. And nobody has ever been able to get a second trial, a hearing, and it's just unbelievable.
How many other shooters do you think were in there total?
One other shooter directly behind and to the right. There was a private security guard, Eugene Thane, Caesar, and his gun, he had a gun, was never taken, was never tested. When they finally got around to looking for it, he had sold it to somebody else. That person sold it to another individual. They tracked it down to a guy in Arkansas, and he said, yeah, he had the gun, but it had been stolen from him. So that weapon in the hands of Eugene Thane Caesar, the private security guard, who was a big right winger, by the way, directly behind Robert Kennedy, was never tested.
1977, one of the biggest rock stars and stars in general found dead in his house, Elvis Presley. You were called in on that.
Yes, I was. Jerry Francisco, the medical examiner, ruled that it was not his case, and the autopsy was going to be done by a private autopsy. They knew they couldn't get away without having it done. So it was done at Memphis Baptist Hospital by Dr. Muir, M-U-I-R. Francisco, having given up jurisdiction, nevertheless, went to the hospital, and before the autopsy was even completed, and obviously before he could study microscopic slides, before any toxicological results came back, he was already proclaiming improperly that Elvis Presley had died from heart disease. Elvis Presley did not have heart disease. He had a slightly enlarged heart, not that much. Elvis Presley died from 11 central nervous system drugs that had been prescribed for him by his in-house physician, Dr. Nicopoulos. Good old Dr. Nick, whatever Elvis wanted, the drug.
The body can't take that. His heart stopped. There's no doubt about that. But because of all these drugs.
Yeah, he spent 3-4 hours a day in the bathroom because of the constipation. His colon, they said, was almost the girth of a average man's thigh. The poor guy, 11 central nervous system drugs. You know, I've done hundreds and hundreds, thousands of drug abuse cases. It's classical. And there was no malevolence, I don't believe, for one moment. But that is what happened, and that is what killed Elvis Presley.
Why didn't anybody who was close to him, Searle, say, stop this right now?
I don't know. I don't know who was that close. Dr. Muir, to his credit, the pathologist who did the autopsy, he disagreed with Francisco and made it public. Why the family did not pursue it. And, you know, you can ask the same question about Robert Kennedy and John Kennedy. Why did the family not pursue it? You know, I've got 4 kids, and I think I know them pretty well. But if anything like that happened to me, I know that they would never give up the fight. I know. I know that. But I'm not here to criticize families. I don't know what went through their thoughts, who spoke to them, what it was all about, but nobody pursued the case.
Were you called in at all on the Michael Jackson situation or not?
Yes, I was consulted by many news media people, and I reviewed those findings. There's no question he died from a drug overdose, propofol, and another drug, which are extremely powerful. One of those drugs is used when you have a barium examination of your colon. You don't even know that it's being done. You're talking to the doctor. Next thing you know, he's telling you everything's fine. See you in 5 years.
Right.
That's how powerful that drug was. And the doctor, I think his name was Murray, Charles Murray, a board-certified internist who was being paid a very handsome sum for watching over Michael Jackson, did a terrible job. And somehow Jackson got the drugs and took them, and he died. Clearly a drug overdose death.
Tragic. Whitney Houston, same kind of thing.
Yeah, Whitney Houston, same kind of thing, found in a bathtub. There's no question about whether she had drowned or accidentally or homicidally. No, she did not drown. She had drugs, and that's what killed Whitney Houston, a great tragedy of another major talent.
How does this happen to these great people, Searle? I mean,
well, that's a good question, and you probably want to ask a forensic psychiatrist, although I've always been interested in psychiatry, especially as it relates to these kinds of deaths. And when you think of the incredible talent that we have lost.
Oh, my God.
From drugs, Philip Seymour Hoffman here, and what Belushi, and a couple of other Hollywood people, and so on. It's incredible. I guess the pressure is so great. I don't know. And then they get started, and then that's it.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one, or home to vibes like this and this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa,
and not to mention we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.